You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that came out. It was a, I guess it was a, an online casino that did this survey, but they surveyed a bunch of people. And here was the premise. Let me set it up like this. Imagine you're walking down the street and you see a $5 bill lying on the ground.
Okay.
You're probably just going to pick it up and put it in your pocket. You're not going to go to some big trouble of going door to door asking, is this your $5 bill?
It's just an Abe Lincoln.
But now, if you up it to $1,000 that you find, would you just automatically keep it, or would you say, oh, this is $1,000, somebody probably needs this, and would you try to find the rightful owner?
Hells no.
Yeah, I know you would.
Hell
keep it.
No.
But they asked people, and what they found is that 47% of people basically have say they would keep it if no one else was around.
Right, because, I mean, what are the odds, I guess?
So they broke it down into the cities. What cities were the most honest? Which were the most, if that's the right term. I don't even know if honesty is the right word. I guess it's...
Who would just have good humans, I guess?
It's a subset of honesty, I guess. But here's the thing that I was thinking about is, what is the dollar amount that it has to be before somebody will try to find who it belongs to? Like, I gotta believe for $1,000, I think I would try to find who it is. If it's $5, $10, $20 bill, I'm not gonna go to anyone.
I'm not at all. No, you're gonna pocket that and run.
But if it's $1,000, I might. The thing is, if it was $100,000,
then you would have to.
Most people would be like, I've got to do something to find who this belongs to.
Because that's suspicious money. That is like, was this from a bank robbery? Is this a drug deal gone bad? That's suspicious money. So you shouldn't have your paw prints all over that.
Well, what if it was $15,000 and it's just some person who had just taken out a big chunk of money for something? And
here's my thing.
I don't know. What is the dollar level before you make an effort?
For me, it falls more so on the location that you found the money. Because, I mean, if you've got 15 grand sitting outside a church or a school, or you find it in the aisles of a Kohl's for some reason, where your odds are more likely to find that person and have a person come up and say, oh my God, you know, to customer service, I dropped 15 grand. Has anybody turned it in? That scenario, I'm probably going to pick it up and turn it in. But if it's on the 16th Street Mall while you're walking along and you spot a stack of hundos, I'm picking it up. Who's going to come looking for it? It's such a random location. Where do you even turn that in? I guess the police?
Well, that's what I was thinking, is that maybe you've got to go to the police.
And then don't they have a thing where they sit on it for like 2 months or whatever, and if nobody claims it, it's yours? I think they do.
Man, I don't know.
But doesn't it boil down to location? Like, if it's
outside, I don't see
why
location has anything to do with it.
Like, if it's right outside a place where somebody would need that, like if it's outside of a bank, yeah, I'm not going to take that.
Yeah, but you know what? You said, you know, a church. You said
a
would
school.
Turn it in. You said if it's on the 16th Street Mall, you wouldn't. So if it's outside a church, you'll turn it in. If it's outside a t-shirt shop on the 16th Street Mall, suddenly you're just going to keep it.
Yes, because...
What difference does it make what the location is? I'm curious.
For me, somehow it just makes a difference. Like, you feel
but
like...
Why?
Where it's at, somebody was going to use that money to benefit somebody, I think. Whereas if it's just in a random spot on the street... Who's going to claim that? I mean, you could stand there for 2 hours and wait around for somebody to come back and claim it. Nobody's going to claim it.
The next question is how does one prove that cash was theirs?
Correct.
And I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's
first of all, who's carrying around this much cash?
Maybe they're going to buy a car or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or they just, I mean, I sold a car and I had like a fat stack of cash with me, which was weird.
You did?
Yeah.
You
which
sold
weird.
A car.
Well, when
and
I
you
sold
took
my
thousands
vet, like when I
cash?
Sold my vet, he gave me a big old chunk in cash. And it was like, whoa,
like
I felt like a
$100 bills?
Dealer. Yeah.
You're kidding.
He laid them all out on the table and counted them out.
That sounds suspicious.
No.
Like, who's walking around? Like, how many thousands was it? You can tell me.
Oh, it was a lot. I mean, let's just ballpark and say somebody hands you $20,000 in hundos. It was in that range.
You had $20,000 in $100
bills.
Yeah, I
took a picture of it. You know, I spread it out, and I was like, man, I feel like a rapper right now. Yeah. Gave me all cash. So, I mean, it's like if I were to drop, I think the location depends on too, if it's more likely whoever lost the money would come back to that spot, right? Like I said, you could stand on the 16th Street Mall for 2 days and somebody might not pass you being like, have you seen 15 grand? But maybe if you stand outside a Target for 20 minutes, somebody's going to be like panicked looking around for their 20 grand. And you're like, I got
it
right
here. Let me go back to your 20,000 in cash that you got. Were you concerned at all that it was counterfeit money?
I thought about it. I had one of those pens that the bankers use. It's testing them.
How do you have that?
Oh, you can buy those at Office Depot.
Do you have a need for checking counterfeit money?
I did that day. Because the guy was like, yeah, I'm just going to pay you cash. I was like, oh, okay. Well, okay.
So you rushed
cash
down
works.
And bought a...
I got a pen and I was, we tested anonymous C-notes. Hey, man, it all cleared. The bank took it and away we went. So, yeah,
but in a case, let's say you didn't have your little pen. You know who this guy is. He just comes rolling in with $20,000 in $100 bills.
I guess 200? I felt more comfortable because I knew him as being part of a Corvette club. I knew where this was done at his house. Like, I essentially had, I was 100% certain that this was not going to be a deal gone bad.
Because what do? You tell the guy, I'm not bringing you the title or the key until I go to the bank and check everything.
Essentially, that would be one of those things where, like, let's do the transaction at the bank. Yeah, so we're right there.
Karen says, my Girl Scout Brownie Troop found an envelope with a large amount of money at a cookie stand at a King Supers, and they contacted the police and turned it in.
See, you turn it in. A cookie stand. But if you find it at a park in the middle of nowhere, you're keeping that money.
Amanda says, by the way, we were talking about a casino. Rose wrote in and talking about the casino, and a guy named Matt wrote to us, and he said, any casino, if it hits the floor, it belongs to the casino.
Okay, so there's casino rules. All right.
Yeah, and he says, if you go to a machine and it has credits, they can arrest you for that as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's
not your money. Okay.
It's just good to
know.
Too many rules at casinos. Amanda says, my husband once had a boss who would intentionally leave a $100 bill on the floor of the office to see who would keep it or turn it in.
Oh, that's sneaky.
She says, just
AF.
One of many creepy things this boss did.
Sneaky AF.
That's like entrapment, right?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I got Jan and CJ. Jan says, I found a crisp $50 bill in the parking lot of a Circuit City once. What a rush. I kept it. That was from Jan. CJ says, I found a $100 bill in the cemetery while visiting my grandpa. I left it on top of the tombstone it was laying beside with a rock on top of it. I felt like it was bad mojo to take money with all the dead people watching.
Yeah, but what if it blew over by that tombstone, but somebody had dropped it at a different tombstone?
Well, how do you know, right? How do you know?
Travis says, when I was 14, I found $1,500 in $100 bills. I turned it into the police, and 2 months later, they gave it to me when no one claimed it, and they thanked me for my honesty. He says, this was a small town in Nebraska. Might be different here.
Probably.
Yeah, so for him, it was 2 months that he had to wait to see if someone was going to claim it.
All right, and then they gave it to him.
So,
with a key to the city.